Hello, I'm Temeskin Debasai with the BBC News. Officials in Washington say President Biden will use his State of the Union address to announce that the U.S. military will build a temporary port in Gaza to boost aid deliveries. The port on Gaza's Mediterranean coast will enable ships to transport food, water and medicine. The territory is suffering a desperate humanitarian crisis after months of Israeli military action against Hamas. The UN has warned that a quarter of the population is on the brink of famine. Shaina Lowe works for the Norwegian Refugee Council.
The situation is incredibly dire. We simply cannot wait. And so while we encourage all modes of aid delivery to the desperate population in Gaza, we know that it's going to be complex and costly to get this temporary port up and running. And it should take at least a month. And that really simply is time that the people of Gaza just do not have.
The head teacher of a school in northwest Nigeria says more than 280 pupils were abducted from his school by gunmen. It was initially reported that bandits on motorcycles had seized more than 100 pupils. Myeni Jones reports.
More details are emerging about Thursday's kidnapping in Kaduna. A teacher who managed to escape said local people had tried to rescue the children, but they were repelled by the gunmen who killed one of them. Speaking during a visit to the school, the state governor said the authorities would ensure that every child got back home. The attack happened in an area controlled by Ansaru, a breakaway faction of the Boko Haram Islamist militant group. Last weekend, dozens of internally displaced women and children were abducted by Boko Haram fighters in a separate attack in the northeastern state of Borno. The armed forces say they've launched an operation to find them.
Haiti's main port says it's suspending operations as the security situation deteriorates. Heavily armed criminal gangs are now in control of most of the capital, Port-au-Prince. Steve Jackson reports.
The situation in Haiti is going from bad to worse. After an attack by gang members on the main airport earlier this week that severely limited flights, the operator of the main seaport has now stopped all services, following what it described as acts of sabotage and vandalism. The Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, has been unable to return from abroad, and his government has extended a state of emergency for another month. The United Nations has warned that Haiti's health system is nearing collapse and has urged the gangs to stop the violence and let humanitarian supplies in.
Sweden's Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson has said the country is safer than it was yesterday after officially joining NATO. Sweden became the 32nd member of the military alliance at a ceremony in Washington, ending a two-year process triggered by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Russia has threatened countermeasures over Stockholm's decision, especially if NATO are stationed on Swedish troops. BBC News. The French President Emmanuel Macron has pledged support for Moldova's sovereignty and territorial integrity as tensions rise over the breakaway region of Transnistria. He was speaking during a visit to Paris by his Moldovan counterpart, during which the two leaders signed a defence cooperation accord. Last week, pro-Russian officials in Transnistria called on Moscow for protection. A U.S. Congressional committee has unanimously approved a draft law giving the technology firm ByteDance 6 months to sell the social media platform TikTok or face a ban. The vote by the Energy and Commerce Committee steps up pressure on the company, which was founded in China. Grant Ferret reports.
As the US presidential election campaign intensifies, concerns among American politicians about technology companies with links to China are again moving up the agenda. The Congressional Committee passed the bill with 50 votes in favor and none against. The senior Republican leader in the House of Representatives described it as a vital national security measure, which would be voted on by the whole House next week. TikTok said the bill trampled on the right to freedom of speech of its 170 million users in the United States.
U.S. federal prosecutors say a U.S. Army intelligence analyst has been arrested and charged with conspiring to sell sensitive military information to China. Sergeant Kerben Schultz was arrested at Fort Campbell in Kentucky. The indictment said he was paid more than $40,000 over the course of 2 years to provide details of U.S. plans if Taiwan ever came under attack. The European Broadcasting Union has confirmed that Israel will be allowed to compete at the Eurovision Song Contest after changing the lyrics of its suggested entry. Eden Golan's original song, October Rain, was thought to reference the Hamas attacks and was rejected by the EBU.